The preparation of high-level revitalization forum in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, is on. Many are anxious about the outcome. South Sudan's church bodies have taken the matter in their own hands. They conducted the first phase of the prayer season in December last year, 2017. Another one was done in March of this year. Last week, the prayer traveled to South Sudan's Magwi County. According to Reverend Johnson Sebit, Magwi is lucky to be among the selected place for such prayers. Citing a verse of the Bible, the Reverend wishes to warn the population of Magwi, and he goes on to read the warning.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
He urges the population of about 200 people that the word he just read are God's. Early this year, Bishop Herculano Lodu Tombe of Presbyterian Church told South Sudanese people to turn back to God. He regards the act as necessary, and he believes if people are apologetic of their actions, God will listen and forgive them. Echoing others, the bishop thinks only prayers can bring long-lasting peace in the country. The prayer event in Magwi was attended by all categories of people. They include religious leaders, civil society organizations, and government officials. The commissioner of Magwi County, Ochola Bosco Oringa, sarcastically says the time for peace is now.
This time, we want the bags of our leaders who will be going for the forum in Ethiopia be filled with peace on their return.
The governor of Torit State, Tobiolo Alberio Oromo, officiated the gathering. Christians praying for the forthcoming round of peace talk in Ethiopia happened in two other places, namely Torit and Kapoita. The talk are aimed at revitalizing chances of peace in South Sudan. For CBN, my name is Harold Daniel Otto, Magwi County, South Sudan.